Talk with Maria Bailey. Join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. From the cradle to college, Maria and her expert guests offer information, tips, and tools to make the busy lives of families easier. Now, here's your host, Maria Bailey.
So we're almost there. We have celebrated Hanukkah, and happy Hanukkah to all of those of you who celebrate the Holiday of Lights. And we're moving into Christmas. I don't know about you, but somehow that last week, it has snuck up on me. Like, this time next week is like Christmas week. I can't even believe it. I always do the same thing every year. I get out of the gates with a lot of momentum. I get 90% of my shopping done. I get it all wrapped. And then it's always the last like 10% that kind of throws me off. Like, for some reason, I just stop cold and think, oh, it's time to enjoy things. And then, I don't know, it catches up on me. And I think I'm probably like 98% done this year. But the one good thing is that this is the last Christmas holiday that I will actually be studying for exams, which, thank the Lord, I am almost done with my MBA. And I'm inside of 4 months, 4 months of doing homework. That's it. And then I'm done. And hopefully I won't ever decide that I want my PhD, but I kind of got the bug. Don't tell anyone in my family, but I do. Anyways, I don't know what kind of bug you have. Hopefully it's the good bugs, the one that is creating cheer in your life as we go into the holiday season. And speaking of people who bring me cheer, and is Pre-Mama. Drink Pre-Mama is the website, and it's Pre-Mama is the fertility and Pre-Mama lactation formulas. It's so you don't have to swallow those big old pills. It's a powder that goes right into your water, your juice, and it is available at CVS stores. So check it out, because they bring you Mom Talk Radio every week, and we are so happy that they do. I want to also let you know that we've got a great show today. I mean, some shows are good and some are really, really, really great. We're going to be talking about photography, which is very relevant for this time of year. And we've got Kat Napolitano, who's going to talk about fitness. And we just got some really great guests that we're going to be featuring on Mom Talk Radio. So you're not going to want to walk away. Lucky for you, we have an app, and you can download any of our shows and listen to us anytime. So we're going to get started. And when we return, we've dug into the archives and found one of my favorite shows that I wanted to replay for you, because the message is just really great for the season. Like a Whitman's box of chocolates. I just open, I take one bite, I go, that was really good. I throw out the rest. And I let my kids do the same thing, because I feel like by the end of the night, we've gotten it all out of our system.
Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio.
I am super excited to have with me today Shelby Barone. She is the founder of OC Mom Media, and you can find her online at OCMomBlog.com and a whole bunch of other OC moms. And she is just one of those women that she's in the know, and she, OC actually stands for Orange County. And you know, those moms in Orange County, they're like, they definitely are in the know. Their latest trends and everything, it's happening in OC, right? Anyways, we are excited to have her, because she has created a gift guide for moms, and we're really excited to find out what is on her gift guide this year. So welcome, Shelby, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here today.
Oh, thank you. So, okay. How much do you have all your shopping done? Just like, make me feel bad real quick.
No, I wish I did.
Oh, good. Okay, great. I just want to make sure that I am not alone. I think that yesterday I just started panicking, and I went on Amazon. And I was like, this. But so if we're not panicking and we have a few minutes to check out your gift guide, what will we find there?
We did a little bit differently this year. Instead of like putting a guide together for mom or for dad or for the kids, we actually kind of went more with people's interests, because I feel like, you know, not all moms are alike, not all dads are alike, and not all kids are alike. So we created a guide for the books for readers and a guide for toys for the kids or adults, and also for beauty lovers and for foodies, because food is a huge thing. It's making a huge comeback. But definitely the top toy on our list that's just going crazy, and my kids love it, is the Amazing Zoos. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have, and I just got my order. It was on back ordered on Walmart.com, and they just got here yesterday. I'm so excited. What do you love about it?
My son loves it because magic is the whole, it's a whole big thing for kids right now. You go to a magic show, kids love it. Disney is doing magic shows during their Halloween time. It's just, it's all a craze. So basically the kids can take this box and they can do their own magic show. They can become their own magician. I feel like magic is a real trend with kids and they love it. And my son just loves it. He walks all around the house with a toy. And every kid that comes over to our house and plays with it loves it. So
yeah, it's pretty awesome. And I understand that it actually they've just shipped in more pallets of it. And they're arriving at Walmart's and Toys R Us this weekend. So it should be something that, that moms can find. And I'm excited about that because it's not expensive. It, you can get it all for under $20. What about for those hard to buy for people like my husband, for instance? What are you seeing as the trend out there for those guys?
For the men, I think anything, of course, any gadgets. Guys love gadgets, but I feel like tools are kind of going away. And actually, dads are totally into food right now. Dads are kind of coming into the kitchen more and helping moms out. And so I feel like a lot of food items are a big one, especially like barbecue sauces, I know is a huge trend right now for dads. Just anything food related, I feel, is really big for guys, especially for the hard to find person. Because who doesn't love food, right?
Right. That's a good idea. Barbecue sauces. Now, like, how do you find those? Or, like, do you have a suggestion in particular? That's a great idea.
Yes. You know, I'm not sure if you've heard of Lily's Q. They're one of, like, an award-winning barbecue place in Chicago, and they actually launched a whole new line of barbecue sauces, and they've been selling off the shelves like crazy. And we're just in the process of adding it to our gift guide because we just found out about it this weekend. But literally, you get all of these great organic, no GMOs, no corn syrup barbecue sauces, and they come in a really cool wooden box, which is perfect for gift giving because then you don't even have to wrap it. You just put a bow around it, which is so easy for moms, and just give it to dad or grandpa or anybody like that. It's fantastic.
Tell me one more time. What is that? Because I'm writing it down.
It's Lily's Q Barbecue, and it's their sauces. Lily's Q, yes. Okay. And they're out of Chicago.
Okay, well, I'm going to check it out. Okay, so what about for the mom that wants to be pampered? Because my kids keep asking me for ideas, and I'm kind of at a loss of what I want.
Well, for mom, you can never go wrong with a spa gift certificate. That's for sure. Definitely, it's all about relaxation and pampering for moms. But also, you know, getting her favorite beauty products is just a great way of showing that you pay attention to the things that she loves, like her skincare line or her makeup. There's so many great places, especially at Sephora, that you can find really great already packaged gifts for mom. I feel like, you know, beauty is big. We all want to feel beautiful because we're all tired up all night with those babies. So any type of beauty product, I love it for mom.
Well, okay. And so my daughter travels like all over the place. She's, you know, a 20-year-old and she's going to Europe for 6 months to intern. What do you have anything in the travel category?
For travel, basically, I recommend books. I mean, I feel like people are really going back to books and not even necessarily electronical books, but just the old fashioned holding up a book. And there's nothing better than catching up on, we're so busy in our lives right now that definitely when you're on a plane, like decompressing, you're already forced usually internationally, not necessarily domestically, to disconnect from the internet, but just connect with a good book and get into a good read. So we have a lot of great books on our gift guide for children, adults, and animal lovers, foodies, everybody.
And tell us where we can find your gift guide, because it is really packed with a lot of great stuff. I mean, I've written down three ideas already.
Oh, thank you so much. You can find our gift guide at the OCMomBlog.com under our holidays tab. So we have a couple of great gift guides. We have something for everybody, I feel like. We really try to touch everybody's different interests this year.
And we only have 2 minutes, but what will moms find at OC Mom when it's not the holiday season?
Well, right now with the holiday season, we're packed with lots of activities and events, especially for moms living in Orange County and families that's traveling here. We're a big travel destination, especially being right here in the heart of the magical place on Earth. But basically, we also have like recipes, we have crafts. We really try to touch on everything that all moms anywhere would want to know. So we have parenting advice. We definitely have every guide to almost every beach in Orange County. So if you're coming to visit here or live here, you can find everything you need to know about finding the perfect beach for your family, parks. And it's sort of like a one-stop all place for moms in this area.
Well, and if you're not going there, you can just dream about it by visiting the website.
Absolutely. Lots of sunshine and beautiful waters and sand, that's for sure.
There you go.
Where we are.
Thank you so much, Shelby, for the gift guide. And I want everybody to check it out because we're going to link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Shelby's gift guide is at ocmomblog.com. So thank you, Shelby, and have a great holiday season. When we return, we're going to be talking with Diane Lauer. She is a mom who is blogging at simplyabundantwellness.com. I'm feeling massaged in the conversation a little bit. You're going to want to stay with us. Really excited to talk with our next guest. She is a fitness guru, and I'm excited to talk to her because I'm in the middle of converting one of my rooms to an at-home gym, and I'm so excited about it. I'll tell you what I learned this morning when I talked to our next guest. But she is Kat Napolitano, and her blog is katnapfitness.com. And we are really excited to have her with us, especially as we move into the new year. And I know most of you guys are going to say, oh, I'm going to work out more in 2016. So welcome, Kat, to Mom Talk Radio.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you. So you're all about fitness, but you have a unique angle about fitness. So you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yes, I mean, I think the thing that we really like to focus on is just taking the intimidation out of fitness. We really just want to get away from all the conversations we have about weight and dress sizes and jean sizes and the scale and all that emotional stuff that we do on top of trying to be a mom full-time, which is, you know, hard work in and of itself. So we just want everyone to feel like they are welcome to get up, get fit, and start working out. We want everyone getting physically active. That should be everyone's goal for this coming year, is to just get more physically active so you can take care of yourself.
Well, I agree with you, because you feel so much better when you just feel stronger, don't you think?
Well, I think, you know, mind, body, and soul, right? That's what physical fitness brings for me. It's not just about losing weight. It's really just about my mental sanity. And I'm a better wife and a better mom when that's happening. And that's really better for everyone. So I really try to remind myself that time I have to take away for myself. You know, as a mom, you always put yourself last on the totem pole, right?
Right,
it's everyone
right.
else first. When really, if you focus on yourself, then you have so much more to give back to everyone. And the endorphins that you create, and just how you feel about yourself physically and emotionally, as you were just saying, Maria, is just so much better when you're getting those workouts in. You know, we really recommend like 4 to 6 times a week.
Absolutely. I actually, I work out every day. And if I don't, I try to give myself one day off and I cross train and mix it up and all of that. But when I don't work out, oh my gosh, my brain just doesn't feel like it has the same connections going on. It's really amazing once you start to feed off of that energy that you get from,
exactly.
from working out.
The other thing, too, is that, you know, there's so many great programs. You know, of course, CatnapFitness.com is one. It's an online membership program. But there's so many great programs out there. And it's so nice. We have so much accessibility with all this amazing technology in this day and age. You know, you can do it at your own house, so you don't have to go into these intimidating gym situations or do the one-hour drive to the gym to get your workout. And, you know, really it's about consistency. It's so great you do it every day, Maria. And as you know, it's not like you have to run the Ironman every day to get your
right.
physical fitness in shape. 30 minutes a day at your home, whenever it's convenient for you, that is the way to do it. But you've got to make it a habit. It's got to be something that you put focus and priority on.
Yeah, absolutely. One of those things that no one else can get in the way. And I'm just excited that I am finally getting an in-home gym. And what I learned today was instead of getting like those soft squares that are interlocking for the floor of a gym,
yeah.
that you can get the padding that goes in a horse stall. And that's just the same stuff at half the price. So that's
wow.
my tip. If you are converting or you're trying to put down mats for exercising in your house, try horse stall mats. You can find them online.
I love that.
There you go. There you go.
Well, and I think you bring up a really good point too, Maria, is I think it's so great that you're having a gym in your space. But, you know, for those of us who can't do that, it is about creating that space though, right? And
right.
making it easy and accessible. So you should have your equipment ready. You should have your DVDs ready. You should have your computer set up ready. You should have a space so that it's easy to get it done, because it's so easy to get sidebarred, right? If
right. And then
one
you
thing
have,
gets in your way, you're like, oh, forget it. I won't get
right.
it done today.
You have no excuses. Well,
yeah.
you have no excuse not to go to her website. It's catnapfitness.com, where you'll find a whole bunch of really great exercise and fitness solutions. And thank you, Kat, so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. You've been a delight, and I'm expecting that your traffic to your website will go up as the new year gets here. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you for having me, and happy holidays to you.
Too. And when we return, we're going to be talking with two sisters that are doing very creative things in the clothing industry.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
I love it when moms have great ideas that turn into something very, very cool. And when you go to visit NikkiandStella.com, you are going to find an awesome website. I'm kind of hooked on it, buying baby gifts off of it. And I'm really excited to have with us today the founders of the site, two sisters, Gina and Alexia, and they're here to talk a little bit about the backstory between Nikki and Stella, which is an online clothing shop offering fun fashion for kids. And not only is it fun, but it's like the clothes are awesome. So congratulations, Gina and Alexia, for starting and founding such a cool company.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're so glad
you liked it. It is like so stylish, first of all. Where in the world did y'all get your style sense?
Well, we got it from our mama. No, I'm just kidding. this is Alexia speaking. I was in the fashion industry. I was a buyer for a big clothing company for about 15 years for Wet Seal and Arden B. So, I've kind of been immersed in that world for a long time. And, you know, we both have kids. We both love to dress them up. And, we decided to go into it together and use our fashion sense for little kids, because there's so much amazing stuff out there that we love it. We just want it smaller so our kids could wear it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you guys have an interesting story. You started the company on the kitchen table at your mom's house. So
yes,
how in the world did you go from, I mean, it's one thing to work for a corporation and be able to do it with a company behind you, but how did you guys start from scratch?
I would say we knew what we wanted to do. We have a great support system around us. We're a very close family. We're a big Greek family. And when we were deciding if this was something that we thought we could do, they all said, you can do it. You cannot fail. So that was the first key to really knowing that we could do it. And we had an idea of what we wanted, and we were taught just go for it, and we did, and we kind of put together our different skills that we've learned over the years working at different companies, and not surprisingly, it just meshed so well. We get along so well. People always say, don't you get sick of seeing your sister every single day? No. We have wanted to do something together our whole life, and it finally came to fruition, and it's been wonderful.
And we sat down at the kitchen table. It was day one. We said, okay, let's Google, how do we start a business? How do we get a business plan? How do we get a business license? So we knew we wanted to do. We figured it out along the way together. And, you know, again, being in the fashion industry, I knew kind of in LA, there's a lot of places where we would go shopping, in New York where we would go shopping. So I kind of knew where to go and then just kind of had to find where the kids' things were. But, you know, through doing it, we, you know, were on Instagram and in social media, and we actually ended up finding this whole world of independent, really cool, edgy brands that you don't find in LA, you don't find in the mart where you normally go shopping, and you don't find them in Baby Gap and all these places. And it's just so original, and it kind of just led the way for us. It was kind of like figuring it out along the way, and everything kind of, like Gina said, meshed well, and we started putting things together. We started making our own t-shirts to combine with all of these amazing brands, and it kind of grew into something that we didn't really expect. It just, you know, blossomed into this and the site that we have now.
And so what has been the most exciting thing that's happened to you during this evolution?
I think one of the most exciting things is just seeing the reception from people. I mean, this is something that my sister and I, you know, love to do. We have kids. We have a passion for it. And then just to see the response, you know, when people find our site or we tell them about what we're doing, the excitement that people get. And then when people, you know, obviously getting orders feels really good, but to get, you know, on Instagram and through email and Facebook, we get photos. If you look at our social media, most of what's on there are our customers, obviously the parents, sending us photos of their kids wearing our clothes. And to see it come together and see how people are responding to it and loving it as much as we do and seeing it on the kids and getting repeat customers from it is the most, I think, satisfying and exciting thing. It's a big validation for us.
Yeah, it must be. And so where do you see the company going? Like, what's the next step?
The next step, I don't know. I would say just to keep growing and really fine-tuning. I mean, like you said before, you know, this is something that one of us had done with a big company behind them, and so it was a little more easy to see, you know, the future and the goals. They were kind of laid out for you. For us, it's really, we've only been open about 8 months. Like, we opened our virtual doors April 1st, and so we're still kind of figuring things out. So I think the next goal is for us to really fine-tune and see, you know, what our assortment needs to be and you know, what different things we can bring to the table and how we can grow the business.
Mm-hmm. We also really like to listen to what our customer wants and needs. We have a chance to really be able to connect directly with the customers through our social media. So it's great to hear when, you know, we say, what do you guys really want for your kids, for your girls, your boys? And they can tell us what they want, and we can go out there and we can make that happen. So that's really exciting for us. We just want to keep building our brand and making it easy for moms and dads to get everything they need in one place.
And, you know, what you may or may not know already is, like, you are setting such an amazing example for your children, because they're going to watch you and exude this passion for your business as they're growing up. And it's a really great lesson for your kids as well. So thank you so much. I want to mention that you guys, for the holidays, you've got some specials going on. We have 1 minute left. Can you just tell everybody? I think I saw a 10% off when I went to the site the other day.
Yes, we can offer a 10% off coupon to any of the listeners. If you come to our site and do any shopping at checkout, just enter the code MOMTALK, M-O-M-T-A-L-K, and that will give you 10% off your first order with us.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations to both of you, Gina and Alexa, for the amazing job. And it's a great, great site, you guys.
Oh,
I have a link to
so
it.
Much. Thank you so much. We're really excited to have Nikki and Stella with you guys. And it's N-I-C-K-Y, just in case, because some people spell it with two K's. And, so it's N-I-C-K-Y.
Yeah, and we have a link to it as well on Mom Talk Radio. So thank you so much for spending some of your time here with us today. And when we return, we're going to be talking with a fashion historian, writer, and speaker about her amazing journey that led her to somewhere unexpected.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
I am joined today by Joyce Yexley. She's the author of Not My Plan. She's a fashion historian. We'll ask her what that means. A writer and a speaker. She holds several advanced degrees, and her business, A Century of Fashion, is a fun-filled presentation including vintage fashion, live models, music, and a PowerPoint. She shares fashion programs to venues such as museums, fundraising events, schools, reunions, and celebrations. And we are delighted that she's sharing some of that with us today on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Joyce, to our show.
Thank you so much, Maria.
Well, thank you. So what is a fashion historian? Does that mean what's in my closet 20 years ago is going to come back and you've trapped that for us?
Yeah, well, it can mean three different things. One, you could be a scholar and teach about it. You could be a collector, or you could be someone who loves to wear the old vintage wear, which is starting to be pretty popular, especially by the young and the college kids. So, and I do a little bit of both. I mostly like to share the stories behind the fashion trends.
So you must, like, just go crazy watching Downton Abbey, huh?
Oh, I do. Yes. That's my magic hour. No one can bug me.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so I want to talk about, you know, what you do and your writing and your book. But, like, can you just briefly just share with us, like, what are the stories behind those costumes? I mean, those clothes? They're just amazing. Like, were there reasons why women looked like that at that time?
Well, back then, fashion was followed by royalty, and it was Queen Victoria, who was, of course, the queen, and everyone followed her, and so they emulated what she was doing and wearing, and, of course, she came out with that hour silhouette and the corset, so that ran a long time, you know, 4 or 5 decades of wearing corsets, pretty restrictive, bustles, and big hoop skirts.
And were they comfortable to wear, or were they painful to wear?
Very painful. You know, the ideal waist back then was 18 inches.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? And that's why a lot of ladies fainted, and that's why they called them fainting sofas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Well, there you go. Yeah. We've learned something already from Joyce. So, Joyce, tell us a little bit about your book.
Well, I wrote the book, and it's basically my journey of raising my multiply handicapped child. And I never considered myself a writer, but my sister, who's the nurse, said, no, you need to write the story. And she was after me for 20 years, and I finally sat down, and it just kind of poured out of me. And so it's not the strange thing about Amy is that she just didn't have one complication. She had multiple issues. And she was rather unique, and the doctors gave us a very bad prognosis of what her future would be. So That's what the story is about.
I'm sure when you have a child with those many challenges, you must go through a whole bunch of emotions. Is anger one of them?
Well, mine was more grieving than anger. I was anger at God, you know. Mm-hmm. Many mothers do go through a roller coaster, and that's kind of why I did write the book, because you'll go through shock and fear of the unknown. You grieve for the loss that they can't do, that the doctors tell you that won't happen. They told us our daughter would be blind and deaf and mentally and physically disabled. And so I had a very hard time trying to accept my new role as a caregiver. I suffered from anxiety, panic attacks, and as a young girl, I fainted at the sight of blood and needles, and so I just couldn't believe that I was chosen for this role. I suffered for 2 years trying to just get through that first initial shock.
And then, how do you reconcile that? Like, what was the turning point?
Well, I knew I was at the point that I was so sad and I had no joy. I don't think I even smiled. I wasn't going to weddings or baby showers. And I knew I had to pull myself out of this hole. And so I just sat down and I got my Bible and I prayed for about 3 days. And I sat there and I know I needed to encourage myself because I would become bitter if I stayed this way. I knew it would ruin our marriage too. So through prayer, I got myself out of that. And of course, I was praying for miracles. I didn't think I had the problem. I thought my child had the problem, and that was the mystery of my whole book. It is kind of an adventure of a mom struggling her new role. But finally, I sought help and encouragement from my husband and my sister, and I moved on.
Well, it sounds like a beautiful story, and it's the title of the book is Not My Plan. It's by Joyce Yexley, and we have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Thank you, Joyce, so much for sharing your story, not only today on Mom Talk Radio, but also in writing, because I know what you're giving is such a gift to other moms who may be going through that same journey that you did not plan. So thank you very much for sharing it with us today, Joyce, on Mom Talk Radio. And everybody, we have a link right on momtalkradio.com where you can find the book. When we return, we're going to be talking about today's culture and the expectations that we have for today's girls. I am delighted to have with us today Dr. Laura Choate, and she is an author of many books. She's actually the author of 3 books, Girls and Women Wellness, Contemporary Counseling Issues and Interventions, Eating Disorders and Obesity, A Counselor's Guide to Prevention and Treatment, and Adolescent Girls in Distress, A Guide to Mental Health Treatment and Prevention. Her fourth book, Swimming Upstream, Parenting Girls for Resilience in a Toxic Culture, actually just released. So we are excited to have her in this very timely interview. So welcome, Laura, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for inviting me today.
As a mom of 2 teenagers and 1 young adult, it is, I don't know, I'd like to believe that it's not more difficult to raise girls than boys. But in my perspective, it seemed to be, and I have boys as well. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering why. What is it about today's culture that maybe is toxic for raising young women?
Right. And I would say there are challenges for boys as well. And I have a 12-year-old son, so I'm living through that challenge as well. But the pressures for girls are different, and that's what I've written about in this book that's written specifically for parents of girls. And the culture is toxic for girls today. I write about it in terms of the three A's. The girls look to the culture if they're looking to find out, who am I, what is my worth, what is my value? And if they look to the culture for that answer, they'll find their worth is based on their appearance, that you need to be as hot and sexy as possible in order to be successful. Their worth is based on their ability to get attention. That's the second A. And that's both online and in person, to be as famous as possible, to get as much attention as possible, whether that's negative or positive attention. And then the third A is girls have pressure on them to find their worth and value through their accomplishments, that they have to be perfect. They have to do it all. They have to make great grades. They have to be excel in school and in athletics and in extracurriculars. But they also have to look good while they're doing it, and they also have to have great relationships. So basically perfection in all areas. And that's a lot for any one girl to be able to handle.
Social media hasn't helped that. I mean, I watch with my girls and, you know, they'll post something and unless it gets a certain number of likes, they feel like whatever it is, their hair or their nails or their face just isn't meeting some kind of standard. And I always say, those are just likes. You don't even know half the people that like the like.
Right. And if you think about it, when we were growing up, we could sort of guess about our popularity or the attention we're getting. We might think, well, I maybe I'm popular, maybe I'm not. We didn't ever really know. Now girls can actually measure this through numbers. They have the number of likes, the number of followers, the number of friends. And it's like they can, if they choose to do it this way, base their worth on their numbers. And this happens in several areas with girls. You base your worth on your the number on a scale, the number for your GPA, your SATs, your GREs when you're older. Girls have these numbers that they can base their value on. And when they're trying to do that all the time, they feel like they're never measuring up, particularly with social media, which, as you said, those numbers are really meaningless. But yet to girls, when they're just developing a sense of identity, there's something tangible they can hold on to, and many do.
What do you think is the solution here?
That's why I wrote this book, is to be a voice for girls in a toxic culture. I think parents can play a huge role in this by teaching girls that they don't have to measure their worth and value based on their appearance, their ability to get attention, and their accomplishments, that they're our options, there are alternatives, and we can choose to swim upstream. And that's why I titled the book Swimming Upstream, Parenting Girls for Resilience in a Toxic Culture. So I think parents first need to know about what's going on in the culture. They need knowledge. That's the first part of the book. The second theme of the book is helping parents make decisions based on that knowledge. What do we want for our daughters? How do we want our daughters to be as adults? And how can we make decisions then based on what we want for our daughters and not just what the culture tells us they should be or what we should do? And then the third part of the book is parenting the girls for resilience. And so I have chapters related to different resilience dimensions.
I want to make sure that we get in here where we can find the book, because it's a very important book.
It's available through any major bookseller. It's on Amazon.com. It's through Oxford University Press. And you can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter at Dr. Laura Choate.
We have a link to it as well on Mom Talk Radio. So check it out, particularly if you have girls. You know, be a part of the solution and help your girls get grounded and help them swim upstream. Thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to thank you for joining us, our listeners, because it's why I do this, because I love hearing from you. I love talking with you, and I love bringing you great information. And I love that we learn together. So I'm Maria Bailey, and I'll see you next week.